This is David Hochberg, host of Raising the Bar Show, sponsored by Konasek and Dillon. I hope you enjoy a sample of the latest show.
Main topic of today's show, Tom, is the Ebola scare, or what we like to call EVD, Ebola virus disease. We're going to talk about all of that, what's making news, and who's liable. Why don't you lead off the show, give us something to think about, and then we'll talk about it.
We'll talk a little bit about Ebola, and it's a medical crisis, at least in West Africa, and hopefully it will not become a medical crisis here. The problem is right now there's so much panic over it,
right,
that it's the news about it is spreading faster than the actual disease. Any medical crisis potentially has legal implications. So the implications are, what happens when people get this disease if it was preventable? There are other issues of what happens if the treatment wasn't what it should have been. There's no rock solid treatment for this disease. There's been some talk in the news about the fella down in Texas, Mr. Duncan, who was turned away from the hospital and didn't receive a blood transfusion from a donor. Whether that's a viable basis for a lawsuit, I don't know. I wouldn't want to take that case.
Are you looking at other diseases that are like maybe AIDS? Okay, remember back with 20 years ago, AIDS became the big thing, and people were dying in truckloads from AIDS until we got that somewhat under wraps here. In all sports, changed the whole landscape of professional sports, that whole AIDS scare. Well, not scare, that whole AIDS epidemic that we had that scared the hell out of everybody. And unfortunately, a lot of people lost their lives. Are attorneys going back to those types of instances 20 years ago, looking at those cases? How do you prepare for something like that?
The day that Magic Johnson announced that he had HIV was the day I got sworn in as a lawyer.
Oh, there you go.
All of us who graduated in 1991 got sworn in November 7th, 1991, the day that Magic made the announcement. So it's pretty memorable,
right?
For those of us who are now approaching 50 years old. I think what's happening is with HIV, people were very reactive. And I think they learned a lot of lessons about the dangers of being reactive. So now what we're seeing is hospitals and their risk managers and attorneys are being proactive. And I think they're all developing policies and procedures for how to deal with people who come into their emergency rooms and say, I don't feel well. I've got a fever. And now they're saying, well, where did you travel? Those are questions that I think are going to be asked of virtually every person who checks
into
an emergency room.
Yeah.
And that's a reaction to what has happened, but that's a proactive way to control the spread of this disease.
Thanks for listening. You can find the entire show on WGN.FM.